We are continuing Surah Kahf, and the verse I recited is verse number 11. Tonight is the night of 40th of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and it's a very special night, and we are continuing Surah Kahf, which Imam Hussain recited when his head was on the spear. So there is a deep connection between Surah Kahf and Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And Allah has blessed us today, tonight, to do commentary on some verses of Surah Kahf. So the first verse I recite is verse number 11. Then we set over their ears in the cave for number of years. That means Allah is saying that then we set over their ears a curtain of sleep in the cave for a number of years. We started Surah Kahf in last majlis, and we talked about companions of cave, and Allah started talking about them. So now we are continuing the discussion, and I go back to give you introduction again, that these were the companions of cave who were the youth who ran away from the king, who was a tyrant king and who wanted them to worship different gods. And they sought Allah's protection, and they all came to this cave for seeking the refuge from the king to save their life. And when they came to the cave, they had no clue about how they will be saved and protected. All they prayed was that Allah should send His mercy and guide them to the right path. But they had no clue how Allah is going to do that. Now, this is a great lesson for all of us, because we come to our life in the situation that we get stuck, and we think that where and how the help is going to come from Allah, and Shaitan puts lots of whispers in our heart about different doubts, this help cannot come, and then we go back in our life and we see a lot of situations where we had no idea how help will come, and help comes to us. Same thing that happened to this company of cave. When they came to the cave, they had no clue. They only prayed to Allah that Allah will give us His mercy and guide them to the right path. But Allah put them to sleep for 300 years, more than 300 years, which they had no idea about it. So Allah is talking about it, that we set over their ears a curtain of sleep in the cave for a number of years. Why Allah put the curtain of sleep? Allah adanahim fil kahfi sinin adada. In the translation, there is no curtain of sleep. Okay, I have to tell you. Allah just says, fadarabna ala adanahim. Allah says, we said over their ears. What did He say? The curtain of sleep is to be understood. It's not in the real translation, but you used to understand that means they could not hear, because we wake up with small voices, right? Allah made their ears like that even the loud voice will not bother them. And that's what happened to them. That's what it means. And they kept sleeping. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمْ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ حَسَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا. Afterward, we raised them up in order to test which of the two parties would better calculate the time they had tarried. See, now Allah said, I raised them after so many time, after a long time, so that among them, they became two parties. Now we'll discuss more about who were those two parties among the companions. But they became two parties to know which one knew better about how long they slept for, just to test their cognition and wisdom. نَحْنُ نُقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزَدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. We relate to you their story with the truth. Verily, they were youths who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. Allah says, and I'm going to tell you the story with the truth. They were the youth whom Allah had given who believed in their Lord, and Allah increased their guidance. Subhanallah. Allah is giving witness to their belief. We pray to Allah that Allah give our witness when you go to grave, that you were the believers. If Allah doesn't give a witness for our belief, we are finished. They are so blessed that Allah gave their witness. We have to have faith that when I go to the grave, and when Munkar Nagir come, they should give witness that we were the believers. But what is the sign of belief? That Allah guides the believers. Are we getting guidance? If we are getting guidance, that means we have belief. And because of that, Allah helped them. The sign of the belief is that you stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are ready to sacrifice everything you got for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the belief. And then Allah, those kind of high level of people, Allah guide them and give more and more guidance and belief over belief. You cannot get belief just by Quran. You have to have Quran and Ahlul Bayt. You see example in today's world. There are a lot of people who are Quran Hafiz, they are Qari, but they are slave of Tawud. Because they don't have Imam in their life. You have to have the both things. Otherwise you become slave of Tawud. Because Imam is a character who's a walking and talking Quran. Who's a walking and talking Quran. Where would you see the examples of in the living life when you read Quran and you don't know who is there real to take you there? That's why you need Imam. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَتَتًا. And we strengthened their hearts when they stood up and said, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never will we call upon any gods besides Him, for then we should have uttered extravagantly. Now it's so beautiful. Allah says, وَرَبَطَنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا. Subhanallah. And we strengthened their heart when they stood up. When that happened? When they were in the king's court. And the king was sitting on the throne and he was showing off and calling himself a god and asking them to believe him and the different gods and forget the Lord of the universe. They stood up in front of him. All these youth. And they said, and they stood up and said that there is no god but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how they said that? How they got it? Allah said, we stand on them. Rabatana ala qul. Wa rabatana. Allah said, we. Rabat means to tie down their heart in the patience. Ala qulubihim itka qamu. Then they stood up. If Allah would not have tied their heart with the calmness, they would not have stood up. See, it comes with the belief. When they had belief, Allah gave guidance and Allah gave them calmness in their heart. It all comes from the Quran and Imam Azam alayhi salam. It all comes with of these two things. That you become the part of the Allah's inner circle. Who are the Allah's close one? Close one who are close to Allah. Muqarrabeen. Who are those who Allah calms their heart down? What happens? All these fears and all these whispers come from shaitan and they make you afraid from everybody but Allah. And Allah is talking about this. This one who are the making you fearful are the friends of shaitan. It's in Quran. That's why you see a lot of people who are hypocrites. They are always afraid of everything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are so weak, they cannot stand up for anything. They even cannot go to protest. They are always afraid. Oh, they cannot even talk on phone. They cannot talk among the people of any truth. They are so scared all the time. Why? Because they never read Quran. They are not connected to Imam Azam alayhi salam. There is no connection going on. When you have belief, when you have connection, when you remember Allah, then Allah calms your heart down. It won't happen like this. There were a lot of thousands of people went to Imam Hussain alayhi salam in the journey and most of them left. Only 72 stayed. Why? Because their faith was very weak. There was no connection between Allah and them, and Allah never talked to them back because they were not talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not calm their heart down. We have to work on to calm our heart down. Then we'll stand up. And they stood up. And then when they stood up, what they said? Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never will we call upon any gods beside Him. For then we should have uttered extravagantly. When they said that in the court, Allah loved it so much. Allah was listening, right? They had the faith. Allah calmed their heart down. They stood up and Allah listened. And Allah put those words in the Quran in here. For us to remember it till the day of judgment. And they are the one who will be raised with the Imam Azam alayhi salam as a companion. Allah is giving an example for us. Allah is preparing through Surah Kahf companions of Imam Azam alayhi salam. If we have to become companion of Imam Azam alayhi salam, learn from companion of the cave. And we have to understand that companion of cave, by reading the story, we see how Allah helped them and Allah strengthened their heart. He is teaching us so that we learn from it and we become the part of companion of cave, because they will be part of the Imam's companions when Imam come. So we see now what's happening. It's amazing thing happening nowadays. Amazing thing happening. People were away from Quran, right? Now we are seeing everywhere, all ulama, they talk about Quran all the time. Allah is bringing people back to Quran. And especially, we should come to the Surah Kahf, because they are the one who Allah loved and they'll be the part of Imam Zaman. We should read it so much, so that we become, see the example from them, learn from them, see how Allah helped them from somewhere they didn't even know about it, and how it help came. And Allah promised for us to be company of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, that the way I help the company of cave, I'm going to help you too. Because it has been written in Zubur that you will become victorious. You will become Imam Zaman, you will become victorious, I'll help you. Then what is the fear about? What is the fear about? But you see that there are special groups of believers in the part of the world who are like that already. And they know that they are going to have victory. And they are ready for Imam to come and they are ready to support. And their heart is like that. And Allah has really calmed their heart down. We've seen the part of the world. They are there. They are waiting for Imam to come. And leader says that we are ready. And we are going to win. We are seeing it happening already. Alhamdulillah. But Allah allowed them so much that when they say, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and earth, Subhanallah. What is the Nuraniyat is here, you know? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah allowed them, they allowed Allah. May Allah make us say like this, in our heart, like the company of cave, you know, like this, so that we can feel Allah's Nur and Allah feel for us. It's both way. If we love Allah, Allah love us. If we don't love Allah, Allah will not love us. Allah just gives like He gives to kuffar also. But there won't be any special love. قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِي آلِهَا لَوْلَا يَتِّينُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيَّنَا فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنَ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. These are our people have taken gods other than Him. Why don't they not bring any clear authority regarding them? Who is then more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah? They started talking to each other. They said that our people have been misguided and they are talking about other gods. Why don't they bring any logic? Any kind of logic what they are talking about. And who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah? You know what they used to say? They used to say one thing. These are all used to say that Allah is too complicated to understand for us. So what we do, we get the medium. We seek mediums, easy to understand people. Like sun god and heaven god, fire god and all those god and genies god and angel god and some sacred people is a god. Because we understand them better. Who can understand that complicated thing, you know? That was their logic. That logic, Mizan answers so beautifully. That Allah is the one, nobody can understand Him completely, no one. If somebody understands Allah completely, then it's not Allah then, because He is unlimited. Everybody on a certain level understands Allah to a certain degree, depending on his knowledge and his understanding. Even prophets. Prophets will understand Allah the most among all the creation. But still, for them is limitation for that too. Because if somebody can understand Allah completely, that is not even God. So that is the thing, is the rational, that we worship the somebody which is beyond our comprehension. We understand, we put our all life to understand Him to the degree which we can. And Allah appreciates that, our efforts. He doesn't expect us to know Him completely. But He sees our efforts and He gives His mercy accordingly. And that's why we struggle all our life for getting those mercy. So their logic was very weak logic what they used to talk about. Now Allah talks in next verse about them going to cave. وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِي وَيُحَيِّ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقَ. And when you withdraw from them, and what they worship save Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will shower you on you. Your Lord will shower on you of His mercy and furnish you with a gentle issue of your affair. So beautiful words they use. Did you hear? See what he said? Your Lord will shower you on His mercy. Shower you on His mercy. And furnish you with a gentle issue of your affair. Very gentle issue. See what beautiful they are talking about. They said that now we have left those people. Now we go to cave for this. We have withdrawn from them who worships other than Allah. Then we seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will shower you on of His mercy and furnish you with gentle issue of your affair. See, if you are hopeful to Allah, you think Allah will put you down? They were so hopeful to Allah, although they were in bad shape. See, do we stay like this hopeful when we are in bad shape? We are never so bad shape. We lose hope from Allah in every heartbeat, and we get depressed. You see so much anxiety and depression among believers nowadays. All those things are depressed. Why? Because they are not following the case of company of cave. They are not following that case. Always a small problem, worried. And they never think that Allah is going to shower the mercy. And furnish with the gentle issue of our affair. If you hope from Allah, you think Allah will put you down? Allah is testing us. He'll put in a situation, and this is the chance. Didn't Allah put them in hardship? Let me ask you. Didn't Allah put them in hardship in front of the court? Allah put them in hardship. Allah was testing them, right? They were almost killed there, right? They came out, and now they come to cave. Allah tested them hard, right? But they were still hopeful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Allah put us in testing, but then Allah wants to see that are we hopeful from His mercy and getting shower of His mercy on us and furnish with us a gentle issue in our affair. He will do it. He wants to just see it. That are we hopeful? Allah wants to see. He's our Rabb, right? Rabb means coach. He coaches us. See, one is a teacher and one is a coach, right? What is the difference between teacher and a coach? Tell me that. Teacher is the one who just gives lecture. Coach is the one who really practices with you hard. Make you real like this. Allah's our Rabb is his coach. He trained them, right? He trained them to run from there, go there, and his training. He trains us too. And sometimes coach is so hard on us, you know. And they have become the best players, you know. Because the coach was hard on them. Allah wants to make us best player, you know. Allah wants us to make a company of Imam Azam alayhi salam. He will put us in hardship. You see our hardship in Yemen. You see our hardship in Iraq, Iran, everywhere. He's coaching us to become company of Imam Azam alayhi salam. And brothers are getting better and better. We see that every day. About the cave. And Allah talks. See, when this is a gift. This surah is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all Muslims. That Allah is talking in detail. Everybody waited for Quran to come. All prophets dream was to see the Quran and Allah talking more. When Musa went to Tur, his always hope was Allah talks more to him. Always was a hope. This surah came with Allah talking so beautifully. Muslims should read it and increase the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How He talks, how beautiful He talks. He is the Jameel, He is the beauty. He is a Natiq, He is a speaker. He is a Sadiq, and He is a truth and He is a Haq. And the way He talks about, nobody talks like this. Now Allah talks about the cave. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسُ إِذَا تَعْلَتْ تزاور عن كهفه ذات اليمين وإذا قربت تقرض ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو مهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. And you might have seen the sun when it rose, declining from their cave towards the right, and when it set, leaving them away into the left. And they were in the wide space thereof. This is of the signs of Allah. Whoever Allah guides, He is rightly guided. When whoever He leads to astray, you shall never find for Him any guiding friend. Now Allah is talking so beautifully about them. Describing the cave, how they were sleeping. There when the sun rose, The rails did not touch them on the right side. They just left on the right side and left. And when the sun was setting, the rails left on the left side of them did not touch them. Why? Because Allah wanted to protect their body from the sunlight, so that their body could be saved, you know. So how it could happen? It happened that their cave was not facing east and west. Their cave was facing north and south, so that their body can be protected. And Allah says, those who are my signs, to whom Allah wants to guide, He will guide, and to whom He leads astray, you will not find any guiding friend. Now let me ask you one thing. When they came to cave, they had first of all no clue that Allah is going to put them to sleep, right? They just came and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Now Allah put them to cave which was spacious, and they had the system in their cave that the cave was facing north and south, so the sunlight doesn't bother them. Did they plan this thing to happen? That we will go to the cave and we are going to sleep, and so we will sleep there, the cave is spacious and the light will not come, so we can sleep 300 years? No! It was Allah's plan, not their plan, to have the cave, to let them sleep, and have the cave such a way that this cave is already facing north and south, not east and west. This is Allah's plan. They just hope for it. Same thing happens in our life, brothers and sisters. Let me give you an example. We gave for Ziyarat of Imam Hussain on 14th, right? It's so much crowd, so much rush there. Many times we don't plan where to stay, but when we go to Karbala, we find a place to stay. And we see so many good things and people come and help us out. Did we plan that? No. Allah plans for us, right? These things happen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing will happen when Imam al-Zama comes. We just have a need to support Imam al-Zama alayhi salam. Even now or at the time when he comes in a mission and helps comes from somewhere, and things are arranged in a very novel way because it's Allah's help. Allah gives example from these verses. We have to understand from these verses how Allah plans already in advance for us. Now Allah says in next verse, وَتَحَسَبُهُمْ إِقَاذًا وَهُمْ رُقُودُ وَنُقَلِّبْهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَقَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَعَيْنِهِ بِالْوَفِيدِ لَوِتَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. And you might think them awake while they were asleep, and we turn them into the right, into the left. And their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If you looked at them, you would certainly turn back from them in the flight, and you would certainly be filled with terror of them. Allah is talking more about them. Allah is saying that they were asleep, but their eyes were open, and you think that they are awake. That was Allah made the system. And Allah is turning them right and left. Why? There are a lot of commentary about it. So that, and Allah says that the dog was on the forefront, is stretching his paws, and if you enter and see them, you will be scared and run from them. Why? Allah wanted to protect them. Because they slept more than 300 years, Allah wanted to protect them from the wild animals and all that nobody should attack. So what was Allah's protection? That Allah kept their eyes open if they are awake, but they are asleep, so that the wild animal doesn't attack them. And also Allah is turning them right and left to keep the blood circulation going and so their body doesn't decay. See, Allah does things accordingly with His wisdom. See, Allah did with according to His wisdom that sunlight is not bothering them, and turning them left and right. Allah did in His own majestical ways, and Allah does that to show His signs. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَابْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرَقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلْيَنْظُرُوا أَيُّهَا أَسْقَى طَعَامًا فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فابعثوا احدكم بورقكم هذه الى المدينه فلينظروا ايها اسقى طعاما فلياتيكم برزق منهم وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم احدا. And in like manner we did raise them that they might question among themselves. One of them said, how long you have tarried? They said, we have tarried a day or part of day. They said, your Lord knows best how long you have tarried. Therefore send one of you with this money of yours to the city and let him see which of them has purest food and bring your provision from it and let him behave with gentleness and let him not inform anyone about you. Now Allah is talking more in detail about them. As Allah said in the beginning that we raise them so that who can say from these two groups more correct how long they tarried. So now Allah is talking more them that in a like manner we did raise them that they might question among themselves. So one of them said, how long you have tarried? They said, we have tarried a day or a part of day. Then they said, your Lord knows best how long you have tarried. So there are two groups. One said that we tarried a day or a half of day. And one group said, only your Lord knows how long you have tarried. So Allah wanted to test which group says the right thing. So Mizan says beautiful things about this verse, you know. Mizan concluded there are at least seven people in this cave. One is the one who is asking question, right? Qala. Then two groups said Qalu, Qalu. Qalu comes when there are at least minimum three people. So Qala was the one who asked question, how long you tarried. Three said that, which were minimum three said that a day or half or less than a day, and minimum three said that only your Lord knows how long it stayed. So these two groups had different level of understanding. One group was on a lower level of understanding, one was on a higher level of understanding. Lower one was who just said a day or maybe half day. One said no, only your Lord knows, because this is the belief in Tawheed. Tawheed is the one that you need to know that which you don't know, Allah knows it. Allah is Alim, he is the knower of unseen. So they had more depth of monotheism, and they said, we don't know, only Allah knows, because they didn't know it for sure. That is their deeper understanding of Tawheed. So Allah wanted to see which one has better understanding of Tawheed. Even in company of cave, they were greats. Same will happen when we become company of Imam Azam alayhi salam, we'll have greats, depending on our wisdom. Therefore, now verse goes further. Because they were hungry. When they raised, they were hungry, you know, because they slept more than 300 years, so they were hungry. So Allah talks about more. Therefore, send one of you with the money of yours to the city, and let him see which of them has purest food, and bring your provision from it, and let him behave with a gentleness, and let him not inform anyone about it. See, there are some beautiful points Mizan pointed out. When they got up, they were hungry, so they said, one of you go. That shows their brotherhood and humbleness. They did not say, you go. Nobody was becoming leader and lecturing anybody for so much kind behavior. That one of you go. And they say that, take the money. There was a silver coin at that time, right? Take the money. It could have belonged to one person, right? But they did not make a big point out of it that your money. They said, just take the money. Means they were very humble about who to go, and they were very humble about who is spending the money, you know. It was very much humble brotherhood way, you know, kind way. And they said that go and get the purest food, you know, because it's very important to have a halal, tayyab risk, purest. They talk about go very carefully, because they are afraid of that somebody can catch them and kill them. Now they talk about their fear, and next verse, innahum ay yazharu alaykum yarjumukum aw yu'idukum fi millatihim walan tuflihu idan abada. For verily, if they prevail against you, they will stone you or turn you back to their religion, and then never will you succeed. They are afraid of that. That you go back, they'll catch you, they'll stone you to death, or they'll put you in their religion. And then once you go to their religion, then you will not succeed. You are done for afterlife. Because now it shows that the town was full of polytheists. Because if the king was going to kill, there was no stoning he could have killed. But stoning shows just like in the Surah Yasin that they were stoned by people, right? Those three prophets. That Mumin was killed by stoning. We know that, right? In the Surah Yasin. He went with the three prophets and he supported the three prophets, and finally Habib Najjar was stoned by the people of the town. Same thing they were afraid of, because they were the only company who had the belief in Allah. Rest were all polytheists. If they could know, they could catch them, they will just stone to them to death. Or they will just force them to become again like a polytheist. Because it would not be easy for them to go back and live with them and not believing in their religion, they will force them. Then they said that if that happens, then you will fail. Then you are, your akhirat is gone, you know. Tonight is the 40th of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. There are a lot of narration that who visits Imam Hussain alayhi salam on the 40th, as if he is visiting Allah on the Arsh. This is one of the sign of believer to visit Imam Hussain on the 40th. May Allah all take us to the Imam Hussain on the 40th. He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read the verse that Allah says that وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that Allah stayed in their heart and they stood upright. If you want to see this failing in us, and I have experienced myself personally, and every believer who visits Imam Hussain Shrine has the same feeling, and it happens, and it's witnessed that every year the crowd is going more and more, millions and millions of people, with all these kind of threats of bombing and all kind of terrorism. When he visits Imam Hussain Shrine, as if he's visiting the throne of Allah, you see Noor of Allah there, and Allah strengthens your heart. You feel that Allah is strengthening your heart. For what? To qamu, to stand up. This is the miracle of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is the shafaat. What is Imam Hussain shafaat? What is shafaat? Shafaat is that Imam Hussain intercedes and put Allah's nur in your heart. Because he is a mazhar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a mazhar. He reflects Allah's names and attributes when we go to his shrine. It's hard for us to understand Allah directly. That's why we need wasila. When you see the person Imam Hussain alayhi salam, then you see in reality that who is Imam and what Allah talks about is you see in real and a physical sense of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When you see his personality of bravery and the nurani of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes to you when you go to shrine. And this is called wasila and shafaat. And you become a group of Imam Hussain's companion right there. This is the preparation for us to prepare for Imam Azam alayhi salam. That's why we are seeing every year Allah is giving the daras, the teachings for believers to become the group of Imam Azam alayhi salam by visiting Imam Hussain shrine. Because in this group, people, a company of K will come also with Imam Azam alayhi salam to take the revenge of blood of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So Imam Hussain gives us training on the 40 to visit him, to become the part of it, to remove the fear from our heart, to calm our heart down, because Allah puts special mercy when you go to under his tomb. Allah put calmness, strength of our heart, to stand up for the justice, to sacrifice our life. And where is the comparison between the company of cave and the company of Hussain alayhi salam? Company of cave, when they came and they slept kindly in this cave, and when they're hungry, they are ready to eat the food, and they were sad. And you see, company of Hussain alayhi salam on the 9th of Muharram, they knew that next day they will be slaughtered. They were hungry and thirsty. They were the peak. They were on the peak of the humanity and peak of the belief and peak of sacrifice and peak of enlightenment. And because of Imam Hussain personally, their heart were strengthened. They said, if we get killed 70 times, we are ready, because they had seen the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were close to the arsh. Can you imagine that visiting the Imam Hussain tomb is visiting the arsh? How was the companions feeling when with Imam Hussain alayhi salam? That they said, we, if we get killed 70 times, it's a pleasure for us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah qubool kare aga sahab.